Well, I reckon it was back in 54. It might have been 55. I was just 14 or 15 years old at the time, and my dad owned some river bottom land along the Nullichucky River down in the South Central community, about 14 miles below Jonesboro. And every year, he would give me an acre of that land so I could grow me a cash crop and earn enough money to buy my school clothes and maybe have a little spending money in my pocket. Well, over the years, I had become pretty smart. I had learned little product, little profit. Big product, big profit. So this year, I was going to grow watermelons. Well, I had gone out the latter part of March and got my acre of ground all plowed up, ready for planting in April. But the April showers came, and they were heavy that year. And the ground was always too wet for planting my seeds. Well, one Saturday toward the end of April, I went down there to check the ground to see if it was dry enough so I could plant my seeds. Went down there and grabbed a handful of dirt and clumped it up, and it stayed together, so I knew it was too wet. Well, me being an industrious young man, I went up to the hay meadow and caught me some spring grasshoppers, some of them big, green, juicy ones. Put them in my bib pocket. Went on down to the river and cut me a fishing pole. Reached in my back pocket and pulled out my fishing line and tied it on that pole. Went down to the edge of the riverbank, put me a grasshopper on there and threw it out in the water. Folks, that grasshopper had no more than hit the water, and a big old catfish come up and grabbed it. I pulled it in, and I figured, boy, they're biting good today, and so I just threw it way up on the bank behind me. I didn't put it on a stringer. Then I put me another grasshopper on there, and folks, I was catching fish so fast, I'd just throw them up on the bank beside me, put on another grasshopper, and throw it back out there. Why, in 30 minutes, I must have caught 40 or 30 catfish. Well, one time I turned around and threw it back up on the bank, and there was a funny man standing up there looking at all them fish laying around the ground flopping. You should have seen him. He had on green bib overalls with black pinstripes. Looked just like a watermelon. I went up there and started talking to him, and come to find out he was known as the Watermelon Man. He was kind of like that Johnny Appleseed fella. He went across the country planting watermelon seeds. I told him, I said, well, that's what I'm going to plant this year as soon as the ground dries up a little bit. He said, let me tell you, young fella. He said, I have developed a hybrid seed that will grow big, juicy watermelons. And he said, if you'd trade half them catfish to me, I'd give you five of them seeds. I said, sounded like a good deal to me. So I gave him 15 of them catfish. He gave me five of them seeds, and I went home, and I showed my daddy them five seeds and told him how I'd got them. I said, the watermelon man told me they like wet ground, and right now would be the time to plant them. Well, my dad, he all laughed at me. Said I reminded him of that Jack and the Beanstalk fella. That didn't discourage me. The next morning before I went to Sunday school, I planted those seeds right in the center of my acre of ground in one mound, all five of them. Well, he told me they like wet ground, so that's what I did. Well, the next morning before I went to Sunday school and church, I went out there to check on them watermelon seeds. And folks, one of them seeds had done sprouted, and a vine had grown 40 foot long. And there was a 200-pound watermelon on the end of it. I thought, boy, that thing will be worth $50 this early in the year. I'm going to get rich. Well, every day I kept going out there looking at that watermelon, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. At the end of a week, it was already 500 pounds. At the end of 2 weeks, it was big as a two-story house. That watermelon got to growing so fast and so big, the ground started cracking on each side of it and created a gorge that was almost as big as a canyon on each side of that thing. I had to build bridges across there to get to my watermelon patch. Why, I heard tell there was a fella down in China that grew a wild watermelon in his rice paddy patch that weighed 500 pounds. Said it was the first melon ever grown in China. That watermelon just kept getting bigger and bigger, and pretty soon is as big as two barns. And all the neighbors from miles around had heard about it and wanted to come over and take a gander at it. Being an enterprising young man, I charged them $2 apiece to take a gander at it. It wasn't long before I had $1,200, $1,500. Visions of designer bib overalls appeared in my mind, along with a pair of Red Rider tennis shoes with white shoelaces. Well, pretty soon the newspapers heard about it and wanted to come out and take pictures and write articles about it. And that melon was just growing and growing. It was as big as five barns by now. Well, they couldn't take a picture of it because by the time they got back far enough to get all of it in their lens, well, they was too far back to be in focus and couldn't take a picture. So being an enterprising young man, I found me somebody that knew enough about photography, and he and I sat down and designed an aerial reconnaissance camera that would take a picture of a watermelon that big. Now, we had to fly 10 miles high before we could get all of that melon in that picture frame. You might not have ever seen a picture of that watermelon because when we developed the negative and printed it, it weighed 20 pounds. But it, being an enterprising young man, me and that photographer sold it to the U.S. government in 1956, and that was the government's first reconnaissance photographic equipment for aerial stuff. What's his name in the U2? Powers. That was the camera he was using when he got shot down over Russia. But anyway, that watermelon kept growing and growing, and finally it got ripe enough to pick. You don't pick a watermelon that big. But being an enterprising young man, I cut a 6-inch hole in one end, stuck a big drain pipe in there, and drained it over in one of those gorges to get the excess juice out of that watermelon. Fill that gorge plumb up. Being an enterprising young man, I got me 4,000 pounds of sugar, put it in that gorge, borrowed a motorboat, stirred it up, and made watermelon wine. Sold it for $5 a gallon. Money was rolling in. Well, then it come time to eat that watermelon, and I didn't know what to do, so I called me some loggers over there with chainsaws. And we cut excess holes in that melon all the way around and made ramps come down. Being an enterprising young man and not wanting to get in trouble, I made them OSHA compliant. That was before OSHA ever existed. I have visions in the future. I charge people $10 an hour to eat all the milk, and they could eat in an hour. Took 30 days and nights to eat all that watermelon. The money was rolling in. We took the seeds of that watermelon, and they weighed about 5 pounds apiece. We put two of them in a clear drum of formaldehyde and sent them to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. If you're ever up there, stop by and take a gander. The rest of those seeds we ground up for feed for our cattle. We got enough feed to feed 100 head of cattle for 5 years. We started feeding those seeds to those cattle, and them cows started giving birth without the services of a bull. We have 3 bulls that calved. Well, I had this big old hole and didn't know what to do with it. So we decided to store hay in it and use it for a barn. We stored the hay in there, and that August and September sun came out beating down on that hole of that watermelon, and it just kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and all that was left was a 20-foot-long pole that was green with a candy cane black stripe around it. Being an enterprising young man, I sold it to the Jolly Green Giant for a toothpick. Now I took that other gorge and I called the Nullichucky Fire Department over, and I had them fill it up with water. Took them 2 weeks, night and day, with pumping trucks. Almost pumped the Nullichucky River dry. I stocked it with 2-pound catfish. Told everybody it had 40-pound catfish in there. Charged them $5 apiece to fish for an hour. When all they caught was 2-pound catfish and got to complaining, I told them that they was catching the fish that was born yesterday, that the mothers was recovering from fish birth. Well, folks, after it was all said and done, and I had time to count my money, I had raised over $10 million. I started to stretch it, but I want to always tell the truth. And that's how I became the first teenage multimillionaire in East Tennessee. And that's when I started telling this story and other stories and charging people to listen. When you're on a roll, why quit? Thank you so much. I appreciate it.